Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is January the 8th, 2016. As we start off to kick off the new year right in business, we're here to help you, to show you how to build and grow your network in the area where you do business by sharing with you some topics and tools and tips that's going to really help you generate the revenue that you're looking to seek for the new year. As we have closed out 2015, ladies and gentlemen, you should have now understand what it takes to build a successful network and a business in your area. If you haven't quite get it or have all of the tools you need or what you call pieces of the puzzle that you're putting together, then here is going to be some great opportunities that's going to help you put that together for you so you can continue to build your network successfully. Ladies and gentlemen, we have shared this before on our show. As we continue now that we are moving on to our fourth year on this show at GTE Professional Network Radio, and believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it has really been a great opportunity to really assist and see the growth of a lot of people across this country as we continue to share opportunities every week. One of the things that I've said this and I say again that I'm really excited about is that this is going to be one of the most incredible year for us as we are building the dream in 2016. We always got to have a little rhyme going with that, but I'm really excited as we continue on with that. And also, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you some tips on building your internet business or what we call our online business successfully by having a interactive website that is going to be key today. Now, you guys, everybody should be on point right now of revamping or reviewing your business profile for the year. Every year, all businesses, this is what they do, big and small and medium, all of us really look at what we're going to be accomplishing for the new year 2016 and what we didn't quite get in 2015 last year. And one of the things I always talk about when it comes to helping assist small businesses and entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, if you are sick of working a regular job and you want to start something and have a concept and idea that is going to be relevant in the marketplace, then let's put it on the table and let's begin to start mapping it out so you know exactly how you're going to go from start to finish. If you have a business plan, a marketing plan, and also having key people in your business, in your network, that's going to help you grow it. You cannot do it all by yourself. You're not an island. So on today's topic, we're going to be talking about some really key factors here in reference to online business, building a successful business online. Three digital marketing trends that we talk about for 2016. Which we should have started last year, 2015, as we have continued to share this topic amongst a lot of people who listen to this show. Every week, we're always giving you some real good nuggets to really help you think about what it is you need to do as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. Now, most of the time, business owners, when they have the capital, those who do have capital for their business, tend to always allow other people to do the work for them. I always say, in order for you to really learn your business, you have to do it yourself. This is why we call them self-made millionaires, is because they built it themselves. Yes, they had a team or help, But the majority of the work they learn themselves. Why? So they know the ins and outs, and then they can tweak successfully and then come back to the table and see what needs to be adjusted that didn't work. Most of the time, a lot of business owners seem to go and let others do it all instead of them doing part. I like to be hands-on when it comes to my business. As a web designer, as a marketing guru, my focus is to help my clients to make sure that they have what is relevant, not only in the marketplace, but what is relevant in their lives. What are they trying to accomplish? What are they trying to do right now that's going to build success to them and help them grow their family so they can pass it along to others in their group? You're not supposed to hold the torch too long, but you hold it enough just to make sure that you cross the finish line yourself before others do. Why do you allow others to cross the finish line, but you do not cross the finish line, is beyond me. So here's what I want to suggest and bring to you to help you really see that it does take you, because it is you incorporated, your business. You want to make sure it's all about what you want to accomplish. What is your goal for 2016, for the new year? We're now in the eighth day of the new year, January, and what are you doing right now, each day, every day, to incorporate growth in your business? That's the key focus, as I say before and I say again, growth is the most important commodity to me on the planet. If you're not growing, you're just existing, you're not living, and that's not what we're here to do. Everybody on the sound of my voice all have gifts and talents that they can utilize to assist. So you're not useless, and it doesn't take a rocket science to do what you do. But it does take some courage to basically go out there and do what's necessary and to also master your gifts as well as master your business. If you become a master of it, then now you understand the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the pitfalls, and all the different things that can come at you, but you know how to sidetrack and get away from all of that. So here are the things that we're going to talk about. And a lot of times when I share this with a lot of my clients, when it comes to building a website or doing marketing campaigns for them, they always want to know exactly, well, Ed, how do I go ahead and get this thing going? I've been sitting on this thing for a minute, but I'm not quite sure how I need to address this. Well, when you dress up to do an interview or when you dress up to have a business plan or a business meeting or going out to dinner, you dress up. Why don't you dress your business up so for success, so that way you can basically do the things that you need to do to be successful and have the tools you need and educating yourself so that way you know exactly what it takes in the marketplace to get to the next level. 9 times out of 10, a lot of times, a lot of our entrepreneurs don't seem to get that factor. They want to what we call fast dress their business so that way they can get it up on a run on the right track. But that track may not be what you need to be on at this moment. You have to sometimes take it slow, take your time, do it right, and assess exactly what it is you're trying to do. What is your goal? What is your game plan for January? What is going to be the next month's game plan for February? What is your marketing campaign for March, March Madness? What about April, May, June, July, August, September? All along to the end of December of 2016, what is your focus and what is your view? What are you seeing right now that you need to be looking at to continue to grow? And if you're not seeing any of this, ladies and gentlemen, then it's time for us to really get down to the nitty-gritty and get serious about what it is we do. And commit yourself. Be in season as well as out of season. Be consistent. And also make sure that you're doing everything possible to be free. Free from all of the things that you don't need in life and your business that will pin you down and pull you down and take you out where you don't have to, where you don't want to work or do anything at that point. So your goal is, ladies and gentlemen, is to make sure that you're doing everything possible to grow your network. And again, it is a network, which means you network your business. So if you're working it correctly and successfully, then you're going to see growth and you're going to see results like never before. this year, 2016, is a real great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for us to maximize each moment that we have today. So let's go into our marketing trends, and let's go into that so you guys can see exactly what I'm saying. And basically make copious notes, take these notes down. We're doing this on a show because we want to make sure this Business Talk Radio, that we do everything possible to help each and every entrepreneur, no matter what city and state you're in, no matter where you are in the country, that you start putting together a nice game plan, a strategic game plan, and building strategic relationships everywhere you go. If you do this successfully, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have any problems building a successful network and having fun at the same time. Guys, this should be a fun business. Your business should be fun. It shouldn't be problematic where it's always something going on that shouldn't be going on. Keep track of that. You want to keep a peaceful business, a successful growing business, then you want to make sure you have structure behind it. The key word, ladies and gentlemen, that I just stated was structure. Structure your business properly and you will grow. Bottom line, let's keep it on that level. So topic number one, or actually number one, content remains king. Developing quality content should be seen as a priority for any company, no matter what business you're in, or no matter what it is you do. Regardless of the industry, ladies and gentlemen, a form of inbound marketing, and I keep sharing about that, content marketing aims to provide information to current customers and potential prospects in order to build trust, develop the brand, and ensure your brand is seen as an expert in the subject matter that you're doing. As I said before, I say again, inbound marketing is always going to be the key factor, but your content marketing being consistent with what you're stating on your website, marketing materials, and even if you have your business card, brochures, or anything like that, and if you have a brick-and-mortar location, your promotions that you're running should be consistent as well, whatever you're promoting. Remember the five P's of marketing, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the people, the product, the price, the place, promotion. Five P's of marketing. If we stay focused there, as I say before, I say again, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you want to go to continue to add your growth, where you can basically follow a guideline for yourself, if you will, so that way you can be successful and you can see the results that you're getting on a regular, consistent, weekly basis. Now, here's another tip. Now, if we look at the new trends by any means this year, the content marketing has released, the Content Marketing Institute has released survey figures illustrating 86% of B2B organizations have a strategic content marketing strategy. Now, this staggering number should be an incentive to any business that is lacking a content marketing strategy. If you don't have it, ladies and gentlemen, in your business, you need to start putting this together as we speak, because the risk of that, you can be left behind. Without that, you can be left behind. You don't want to do that. And adding benefits to stepping up quality content generation is a boost in search engine rankings, as well as basically the real power of content lies in the effect it has on the perspective of your clients, your customers, and the people around you who looks at that on a regular basis. Every time you see some information popping up on the internet, a reference to your website, your business, on social media, you want to make sure you have everything possible for that to happen, where guests or your customers can basically grow with you and see exactly what opportunities you're giving so that they can participate. The key word is participate in reference to what it is you have. Now, so stop wasting your money. Learn how to optimize your content marketing. Do it yourself. Learn. Study. Show yourself to be approved. Find out what it is, what it takes to grow your network and what content you need in reference to the industry that you're in. And no matter what it is you're doing, you want to make sure you have solid, consistent content in reference to your website, information, and thereof. Now, on the SEO side of it, ladies and gentlemen, by prioritizing your visual content on your website, you're also achieving the added benefit of building your SEO rankings Recent algorithms updates from Google have placed a premium on quality content over keyword optimizations. Search engines use SERP, of course, you know that's the old word. Basically, and one you want to look at is how many keywords or ad words that you're utilizing on a regular basis throughout your website, and also throughout the search engine, and also throughout any other area where you are. If you're doing banner ads, which I love to do those, the banner ads, which is key, you can also tag your information on that and make sure that the content is the consistency in reference to your business, and also that the AdWords and keywords you have is the same as well. You do not want to mix match anything on there that doesn't go with what it is you're doing in your business. And you don't want to try to copy anybody and whatever they're doing, because that may not be for you. Remember that. It's you. Be unique in the marketplace. Be different and have something unique and different than what your competitors are doing. Don't always copy and follow the suit on that if it's not for you and that's not what you're about. So make sure you do this right so that way you won't have any problems, ladies and gentlemen, building your network. Number three, optimize for mobility. What was once considered something nice to have, optimizing your company's website for mobile devices have become a necessity now, ladies and gentlemen, and a viable investment for the future. The main effort of digital marketing are aimed at appealing to the millennium generation and hoping to persuade them to become customers for life. However, without an optimized digital presence on mobile devices, your overall marketing efforts will never reach their true potential. Because, again, everybody's using cell phones. It's a real way to make sure that everybody gets information when they're surfing the web on their phone, and basically pulling up your information or seeing your information on their phone is key. Because here's why it's growing like never before. Like clockwork, because of the fact we have now advanced in technology when it comes to phones, whether you have a Samsung, an Apple, LG, or whatever your smartphone is, now you have the options to have it no matter how many gigabytes the phone carries, whether it's 16, 64, or 128. Customers are going to be looking at what they can do to basically shop. You also have now Apple Pay and Samsung Pay and Google Pay. So now you have opportunities here where now they can pay directly from any resource if you're a retailer or brick-and-mortar location, and also online if you have an e-commerce site, which I'm hoping those who have products have a good and updated e-commerce site so that way they can continue to reach out to those who are utilizing that. Times have changed now, and it's getting more and more opportunities for everybody to be a part of something great as we continue to grow. Grow with the trends. Set the tone, set the pace. You can continue to do this. And here's number four, no excuses for an outdated website. And I share this with all of my clients on a regular basis, because no matter the size of your business, the importance of modern, authenticated sites, basically on your brand, whatever your brand's image is, you want to make sure your website is on that level. So if you have a good website currently to date, look at it, see what needs to be tweaked, see what needs to be changed that's going to be relevant for this year, 2016. And also they can basically see exactly what it is that you're doing on your level, whatever you're promoting. And whatever websites you use, no matter how it's being built or whatever template's being done on them, whatever template you use on them, it doesn't matter. It's all about your content, images, and also what you want them to do when they go to the site. What do you want your customers to do? You have to make sure you have all that informed information ready at hand when they go to your www, whatever your business name is, .com or .net. Whatever that may be. But you want to make sure you keep it simple to the point and be making sure that you give them the simplicity of going to make purchasing if you have an e-commerce site, or getting information if you're just an information site, Or if you're just a landing page website, when you just have a one-pager, then just making sure that they get all of they need to know in reference to your company or your business. And last but not least, you want to make sure that you have all of the detailed tracking information so you can see how many visitors visited the site and how many hits you've gotten each day or each week. So make sure you have that noted. Number five, refine your social media strategy. Having been in the mainstream for a few years now, it's hard to find a brand that doesn't have some form of online social media presence. However, this doesn't mean that all brands are executing a social media strategy that is helping rather than hurting their brand. So you want to make sure if you're on Facebook, Instagram, if you're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, or any of those, you want to make sure you're on the right ones that's going to reach your target market. Who is your target market? What is your target market? And what group are you trying to reach out to? So you want to be strategic in your approach when it comes to building your social media page so you can make sure that your page is going to bring about growth to your visitors. You should be growing in numbers. If you are not, then this is not for you. Just put it like that. This is not for you. So you want to be equally smart when it comes to in making sure that you have the right social presence for your brand, your company, and what it is you do. Okay, last, number six, brand needs to get personal. Oh, this is what I love about that part. Your brand needs to get personal. Use social media to bridge the credibility gap. Regardless whether you consider yourself shy or outgoing or out on a course to make sure that you are letting people know who you are and what you do, then social media, whatever you do, we want to make sure that we keep our presence known consistently, meaning that you don't post something on your social media page without it being on a consistent level. Let people know that you're there, you're here, what it is that you're offering, what is the opportunities right now that people can take advantage of. Get personable with your people and making sure that your brand is personal with the individuals or your target market that you're reaching on a regular basis. Let them know that you are here for them and that you understand them and that you know what they want. Again, we're satisfying three things in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful. So I'm just going to take a quick break on that and, like I said, stick a pin there. And I want you to start thinking about what it is you can do to continue to build, continue to grow on a regular, consistent basis. Now, on these social sites, you want to make sure that you have the right information at the right time. What do I mean by that? That means that if you're promoting 5 P's of marketing, if you're using a P for promoting any information, make sure it's going to be in a season where everything is ripe and ready. You know income tax season is coming up. You know exactly what you need to be doing to prepare yourself for this growth. So this is what retailers do. This is what business owners do, and guarantee you, they run promotions week by week, every single week. From Sunday through Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, they run promotions. You should be doing the same thing from Sunday to Saturday, running your promotions so others can know exactly what it is you're doing and making sure that you have the right offers that's going to bring about a change in someone's life and also bringing growth to your life. Then that's what you want, growth. So that's going to be something in synonymous, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody's going to be needing to get on board with so that way they can see that this is something that we can do. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am so super excited for everybody today, for everyone who's tuning in to this show, GTE Professional Network Radio. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. You can see everything you have, and basically tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to on our growth series for the month of January 2016 and throughout the rest of this year 2016. We talk about our growth series, so we want to continue on the effort and on our focus, following one course until successful, on our growth march. So with that being said, I'm glad that you have everything you need now to really kind of hone in your gifts, your talents, and making sure that you're doing everything possible to build your network, to grow your network, and to assist those who are also looking to do what you do. So we want to give a very big hand to everybody who has been a part of this show at GT Professional Network Radio in the last, now we're doing 3 years, and I'm really, 4 years now, and I'm really excited for everybody who has given me the opportunity to help them design and build their websites, put together some marketing campaigns, and also looking to continue to build strategic relationships, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere we go. So I'm super excited. Keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, the business owner, on reference to your growth. With that, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And, ladies and gentlemen, keep building the faith, and as always, keep building your dreams.